when disaster strikes. Will you be ready?
Good evening, and we begin tonight with the monster hurricane and its deadly impact already.
When all hope is gone, will the government be there for you? If you're looking for ways to take your prepping to the next level, then you've come to the right place. Broadcasting from a secure and well-prepared location, it's time for Prepping 2.0. And now, please welcome authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Hello, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher along with Glenn Tate. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Shelby Gallagher. How are you?
I'm good. I want to welcome all of you to our brand new first episode of a new podcast radio show that we are doing called Prepping 2.0.
Yay!
It's exciting. I know it's really exciting. We have so many things we want to talk to you about for, you know, the next several years. We have a lot of things that we want to tell you about ourselves and why we do what we do today. So, Glenn, tell me and our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, yeah. So what we're going to do in this episode, I'll get to myself later because, you know, nobody wants to hear about me. But this is episode one. This is what this podcast is all about.
Yes.
We thought this would be a great way to tell everybody what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it. Because, let's be honest, podcast listeners have a ton of options out there. You can listen to hundreds of podcasts. There are a whole bunch of prepping podcasts and a lot of really good ones, by the way. And so you need to decide whether this is something you're going to subscribe to and whether it's something you want to download and listen to. So we thought, what the heck? We will do an episode about what we're doing here and why we're doing it and all of that. So I suggest everybody out there, this be the first of the episodes you listen to because it'll tell you what's going on. So what we'd like to cover today is who we are, why we're doing this, what will be on the show, and how to listen. So I think that's some good stuff for people to know. So why don't you take it away, Shelby, with a brief intro of yourself and tell us who you are. And let's be honest, why people should listen to this show. I mean, are you a random person?
To many people who see me in the grocery store, yes, I am a random person.
Okay.
And maybe I'll meet you, a listener, you out there at Costco someday. I don't know. Anyway, I am the author, that's how most people know me who are listening, author of A Great State. It's a 3-book series. Book 2 just recently came out. Book 3 is in the works. And it's a prepping series. And it's from a female, from a woman's perspective, a single woman's perspective, which is very unique. If you look online at many of the Amazon reviews and Audible reviews, that is the note that people say a lot. It is so refreshing to hear this, a story along these lines about what it could be like in a collapse situation to be a woman and have to make your way through the situation and pull up your own resources. So,
and may I interrupt you, because I can attest, and most of our listeners are men, which is fine. Guys, this is not some kind of chick flick. This isn't like the collapse happened and I chased pretty butterflies and all that other stuff. And it's really important for you guys to know that, because a lot of you hear a female perspective and you roll your eyes and you think, oh, geez, this is some Oprah, you know, Lifetime kind of thing. And I can tell you it's not that. So sorry to interrupt you, but that's an important
point. Well, and let me add to this. I encourage people to read it. And my promise to you, and I had to push back a little bit, it is not a chick flick, rom-com, blah, blah, blah. And there are several moments when collaborating with others where I'm like, nope, we're not putting that in there. This is not a romance novel. So interesting that comes up. So, but it's fun. It's been fun to engage with the listeners. So that's who I am. And on top of that, I am a prepper, have been for quite some time. I came at prepping from a very different point of view, which is from couponing. One of the tenets of couponing, we've all seen those shows, that show that's no longer out there, Extreme Couponing, where someone walks into a store, they get like $1,000 worth of groceries, so like $5. That show kind of ruined it. Excuse me. Because stores change their couponing policy, but you can still get really, really, really good deals, specifically not just on food items and whatevers, but on prepping items. So I came at prepping from the point of view of stockpiling lots of non-perishables in particular for long periods of time using couponing and using good deals. So that just blends itself and marries itself right into prepping. So
did
I am a prepper.
Sorry to interrupt. Did you say marries?
marries really well.
Well, how are you and I related, maybe, and related to the word marry?
Well, we got married this
what?
Year. Yes.
That was
okay. Yes, yeah, so it's a word that I've been using a lot lately. So yeah, we got married recently.
And you come from a background. You were originally married to a non-prepper and
yes.
someone who was very reluctant and thought you were a little crazy. I come from that background too. So that's another thing about us is we aren't just two people who, you know, met on farmlife.com or something like that. We are preppers and we came from relationships where that was not appreciated. By the way, there will be no ripping on ex-spouses
no.
on this show because that's dumb and classless and boring. So I heard the word marry and I got all excited.
Well, yes, it's a word we've said often. And you said it to me in particular on one day. So
yes.
That was very good. So, and the sorts of things we'll be talking about on the show and jump in here as well, Glenn, are, and this is where we kind of came up with the term prepping 2.0. So let's talk, I think we should talk about that a little bit.
Could I talk about who I am?
Yeah.
I know, it's all about you, Shelby.
Let's go back up and talk about who we are again.
Shelby
Glenn
that.
Needs the showcase right now. Go for it. Okay, yes, we can.
Glenn Tate, I wrote 10 books, prepper books. They were extremely widely read. To my great surprise, I'd never written books before. They are about the collapse, a partial collapse, and it's more than just firefights and all that, although there's plenty of that because there is going to be that in the future. It's a lot about community and building up a community and how to have a strong, resilient community for the inevitable restoration. So the idea isn't zombies and a meteor strike and all that other stuff. It is more about what I think is really going to happen, which is a partial collapse, meaning some stuff still works kind of sort of in some places. And 299 days, if you haven't heard of it, which is fine, go ahead and Google it. And that's where I come at this. I was in a suburban setting with a spouse who was not exactly into this. And I have always been a lawyer and I work in the political sphere. You and I recently moved. You moved from Oregon. I moved from Olympia, Washington, two extremely liberal places. We moved to rural Western Washington, where people are normal and nice, and there's all kinds of hardy outdoor prepping sort of folks here, and we really fit in. So we picked up stakes a while ago, got married, moved to a great place, and we are now energized. There's been a renaissance with your writing, my writing, things like starting a podcast. There's been an absolute renaissance. We're full of energy and we're bursting with energy. So that's about us. Now, if you would like to describe why we're doing this.
Why we're doing this. And I think you're speaking to it really well. And that's, so let's go back to when you first wrote it and released 299 Days. That was during the Obama administration when a lot of preppers got energized and they started the prepping. They got their beans and their rice. They bought a whole lot of guns. At the time, I was buying a whole lot of, you know, barbecue sauce. With coupons. And that story is told in book one of my series. But that's kind of, many of us are prepper 2.1ers.
Now, 2.1ers.
I'm sorry, 1.0ers. I should not even
yes.
try to say that again. And then I remember you and I went to a conference in Eastern Washington about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And we talked about, and I remember there was other speakers are talking about how, and you even spoke about it, Trump was elected into office and a lot of preppers took a big sigh of relief. Okay, we can slow down now. And at the time, it felt like we got a pass because Trump was brought into office. We didn't have a progressive, an overt progressive in office, changing crazy amounts of laws that directly affected us. Hey, we got a pass because we have a conservative.
We all had, you know, the beans.
You're exhausted.
The beans that you mentioned. We had the basic prepping stuff, the prepping 1.0 stuff, you know, some little bit of food, some firearms, some ammo, maybe some basic medical kits. And we thought, all right, well, this is probably going to be good enough. And you did what you could. And by the way, that's one
good
thing
on
we'll never do. Exactly. Good on you. Because you and I in this show will never say, oh, you don't have like a complete radiation like suit, or you don't have a $1 million bunker under your property. Oh, well, you're going to die and you're not really a prepper. None of that. There's no elitism.
No judgment. Nope.
I mean, you started off by talking about couponing to build up a supply of barbecue sauce. If anything says no elitism here, it's that.
That's
and being
true.
Very practical. So, but what I mean is everybody had their basic stuff. They did what they could and they thought, okay, I guess if this Obama guy keeps going and God forbid Hillary Clinton is elected, then
no
we're
going
to have to do what we can with this basement full of food. And that was sort of the thing. And then Trump's elected, and you're exactly right. We were at a prepping conference, and that was the topic of many of the presentations, including mine. And that was, okay, Hillary lost, so I guess we can take it easy now. And you know what? A whole lot of preppers, probably you, listener, listening to this, mm-hmm. probably fall in this. I know I did. I know you do. We did. We fell into this Trump slump where we're like, well, Trump got elected. Now, you and I were not saying, oh, sunshine and lollipops, everything's going to be awesome. The federal debt is still $22 trillion and counting, so things are not awesome. But we dodged a bullet. I think that's the phrase you used.
We used it a lot, yeah.
And then as things started unwinding, as Trump, you know, came to office and the inauguration and the riots and the crazy stuff, and we don't try to talk about contemporary politics and, like, you know, current events as much here because somebody might be listening to this 3 years from now. But we just had the midterm elections in 2018. So we saw the run-up with all the violence. So now, oh my goodness, now what do we do? There are real live threats out there. And so enter Prepping 2.0. So Shelby, what is Prepping 2.0?
Prepping 2.0 is, and I think, and let me just kind of fill in some more of what you just said there. If anything I've learned since Trump's election, as I've watched this, and this will be a future topic, is that I don't know about you, but it feels even more dangerous and more unstable than it did during the Obama years, because there's such a reaction to our current administration. Everything he does, there must be a riot. There must be a something. There's and it's violent. And so we'll talk about that. That's one of the things we'll talk about later on. But this is one of the things why we're doing and Prepping 2.0. Here's the other thing that goes with that is that so much has changed since 2008, 2009, when we were doing Prepping 1.0.
Oh, heck yeah.
There's new technology.
Yes.
There's cheaper, more whiz-bangy sorts of gadgets and goodies that are cheap. There's a whole prepping community that we'll be interviewing many of them that learned and perfected their craft in those years, and they've made a product that it's super awesome to get a hold of and makes it so just whole new level here. So yeah, go ahead.
And you know, and you and I are examples of this, and the person listening to this, you, sir or madam, are also an example of this. Since 2008 as preppers, we've gotten better.
Yeah.
We've learned things. I've learned a whole bunch about electrical stuff. I've learned small engines. I've learned all kinds of practical things. And so we've learned a lot more. And so, yes, technology is better. There are things you can get now that are cheap and amazing that didn't exist. Baofeng radios, for example. And we have all these new things. And so what we wanted to do was hit a refresh button. Now it's Prepping 2.0. We have different threats. We have, I think, more clearly articulated threats, as you were mentioning earlier. And that, of course, is leftists and communists and everything like that trying to take over the government. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. But if you're listening to this show, you know I'm serious. Anyway, so we have all of those things, and it's now time to say you've got your beans, you've got your bullets, and now it's time to go to the second level. So Prepping 2.0 is the intermediate level of prepping. There are a ton of great podcasts and YouTube channels out there about beginner podcast stuff, and you should listen or watch all of them. That, believe me, they're all good. But this is that next step, because you see, we're going to finish what we started. You've got beans and bullets. Well, now we're going to have beans. We're going to have water. That's something we're going to talk a lot about in future episodes. You're going to have water. You're going to have comms. We're going to make radios that are so complicated and weird and sound geeky. It's very simple once you break down some barriers, and I'm going to be taking the lead on the comm stuff. You've got all these other things. I think night vision is an incredibly important thing. That's a Prepping 2.0 thing. And you're saying, oh, geez, isn't that like $15,000? Not anymore. Prices
have come down. Good example of that.
Great example of hitting the refresh button. So, you know, you may or may not have survived as a prepper 1.0. Now you're going to increase your odds. And by the way, when I say you, I mean your family. Most people listening here have families, and they're prepping because of the desire to take care of their families, which is, you know, one of the most important things you could possibly do. So it's taking care of stuff. So I think that with Prepping 2.0, with some of the information we bring you, some of the guests we bring you, some of the products we tell you about, and the motivation, that is a key thing to this, is motivation, that you're going to do two things simultaneously. You're going to increase your chances of surviving because you're now at that 2.0 level. But here's the cool thing, restoration. Why do we want to survive, to live? Okay, what's the second reason to survive? We, and I'm talking conservative, libertarian, patriot folks, we want to restore this country. And how do we restore it? By living, first of all. You got to live to be able to restore it. And so the better off we are during the collapse, the better off we're going to be as assets to be able to restore this country the way we want it to be, which is very, very briefly, a lot less government. I mean, we don't do tons of political. This isn't like,
we have learned one thing, right?
Exactly. If we've learned anything, it would be that. So this is why it's important. You're going to increase your odds of surviving, and you and your family and people like you that listen to this are going to be around to restore this country, or as I foresee, the several countries that will occupy the boundaries of this country.
Well, and let me jump in here, and I'm going to add to this just a little bit, is that Prepping 2.0, we talked about this, you and I have talked about this offline, back in 2008, 2009. It was a frantic prepping. It was...
Oh, yeah.
It was... Oh my! It was fanatical. It was fast-paced. It was... money, a lot of money. And then I know I've talked to preppers who about when Trump came in office, like, I just spent all that money and just wasted a whole lot of time for nothing. Well, I think we all agree that's not the case anymore. We also want to talk about these things and go at this at a much more, you know, relaxed pace.
Yes.
And make it, it's a lifestyle. Prepping is a lifestyle. It is not a marathon. It's not a race. It is a choice on how to live. And so that may mean that we talk about gardening. That isn't going to happen for a year or two because some seasons need to go by or things like that. This is a lifestyle, but yes, there are those things that we need to have in place now, basic things in place now, so that if there something were to happen right now. But also, too, let's do this a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more wiser and not less and a lot less fearful, I guess.
Yeah, and you mentioned a really important term, the garden idea. And here's an important thing for folks to know. We're not going to dwell on this. The information and the entertainment, quite honestly,
we're pretty funny.
We are hilarious.
We're hilarious.
Especially when the two of us get together. We feed off each other. It's fun. But this isn't a homesteading show. Now, we're going to talk about things. Garden is what made me think of this. We're going to talk about gardening, for example. But this isn't one of those shows where you're sitting there in the suburbs in some part of the country and you're like, oh, great. I don't have 20 acres that are irrigated and I can't grow 100,000 tons of sugar beets and turn them into like jelly or something. Obviously, no. I'm making
we
this
know
up.
You can't. We used to live in that environment.
Exactly. So this show and the information on it is purposefully designed to be useful to everybody in every setting. If you're in an apartment in New York City, move. But if you're in an apartment in New York City, there's information you can glean from this. And if you are on that 20-acre homestead in Idaho, there's still information and everybody in between. So we're never going to be so detailed that we exclude 85% of you by some topic that doesn't apply to you. And we put a lot of thought into
this. We did.
We've done this. We've been preppers. We've been in different settings. You were in the middle of a city. I was in a suburb. Now we're out in the country. I'm talking, we live on
there's
a road.
There's evergreens out the window right
exactly.
here.
Exactly. We live on a road about a quarter mile long, and we are the only people on the road. The only people who come here are people who are lost, and it happens about twice a year. So this is as rural as it gets. But we're not going to turn this into the rural prepping show.
No.
Because most people don't live in this setting. So I would like to talk a little bit about what will be on the show. And here's some features. And if I had to boil down our show and why people should listen to it in one word, it would be unique.
Yes.
And we are unique for several reasons. First of all, and this has been covered, it's a show by a man and a woman. You've got a male voice, a male thought pattern, and a female voice and a female thought pattern. And I think that's pretty good. There's some podcasts out there, a few husband and wife teams, and they're really good. And you should listen to them. We're married, which is another interesting thing.
Yeah, but we're newly married. We come from two very uniquely different, uniquely yet similar backgrounds that actually it makes for a great partnership. You can speak to a lot of things I can't and vice versa.
Exactly. And we've lived it. This isn't just like we got scared that, and this is okay because this was us in 2008 and 9. We got scared and we bought a bunch of beans and everything like that. We've been through that, and we made some really hard decisions in our lives and picked up stakes, came to a new place, got married, and decided to share some of the knowledge we have. One of the other unique aspects of this show, and it's been just talked about, is the 2.0, the intermediate level. I don't know of any other prepping podcasts, and believe me, I listen to a lot of them. I've been on a lot of them. You've been on a lot of
them. Well, and let's also point out what we've noticed in podcasts since Prepping 1.0. A lot of those prepping ones that started off had a great following, put out great information in that 2009-ish area. Hello. I need another cup of coffee, Glenn. Those have fallen off because the popularity, the desire to prep has fallen off in those years. And attendance at prepping expos and conferences and things like that has fallen off. But there's now this uptick as we watch, not from our government higher up administration, but we're watching things happen in the street and things happen in our media that are kind of alarming. And it just tells me no matter what is happening around us, we are in control of what happens here. We preppers are in control of what happens here.
In our own lives.
In our little universe, we can prep that. We can take care of ourselves when we can't depend on other people.
And you bring up a really good point about the recent violence and all of that. I was talking to, and I won't say who because this might be confidential information, I was talking to a major retailer, online retailer of prepping supplies. And he said that in the past 2 months, the number of orders they've taken has increased 400%.
That's
in 2 months.
That's amazing.
The 2 month run up to the midterms and stuff was going crazy and still is going crazy.
Kind of like the run up to the 2016 election. It was a crazy time.
It was a crazy time. 400% increase. And this is one of these things where people are spending their money and buying things. That's different than, oh yeah, I'm just sort of concerned. Like you can just say it. No. People are spending their money, which is the best way of seeing what really matters to them, time and money. And they're spending their money on this stuff. So we know there's been a huge uptick. And we think it's because all of you and the person listening to this is a classic example. You're concerned, but you're not going to freak out. You're going to do this smart and deliberatively. And that's what we're here for. So another unique feature is that we are funny. Now, you listeners aren't hearing a lot of this now because we're describing what the show's about. And just take our word for it. We have a lot of fun. And we're also going to try to do some bits and some segments and all of that stuff. I even have an idea for a hilarious character that's going to be a guest that's going to come on. And so we understand how powerful humor is as a communication tool. And I like funny stuff. Now, by the way, it's not stand-up comedy. There's, by the way, a good podcast on that. But the end of the world isn't a terribly funny topic. But I mean, we like to punctuate the podcast with humor. And so we think that's pretty unique. Another thing that I think is unique, and you all haven't seen this yet, but you will, great guests.
Yes.
Shelby and I are in the prepper.
We know a lot of cool people.
We know a lot of cool people simply because we've written a lot of books and been on a lot of shows. And there's a tight knit community. And I just have to pause and say, I love the prepper community. Everybody is so cool. People are saying, oh, heck yeah, come on my show. There's no competition. There's no, oh, you're going to get higher ratings.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Exactly right. Because preppers care about the word getting out for people to prepare. And it means that they're very generous and just amazing people. I mean, I've met Green Berets, private military contractors that have amazing backgrounds, experts, all kinds of really, really cool people. And they've become friends. So we're going to have, I think, an ability to get really amazing guests to come on. And I think that's really, really going to be cool. Well, you know what? I notice we're at a point where I think it would be a good place to break and hear some messages and then come back on the other side. Do you agree this is a good breaking
point? I do. So let's take a quick break. Go grab a cup of coffee. Don't tune out. Stay tuned in. We've got another half an hour to go.
We'll be right back with more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Shelby Gallagher and Glenn Tate right after this. All right, preppers, we'd like to take this moment and recognize some of our great sponsors. Let's see, looks like this segment is available. Yep, this space is available for you. It's reserved for a patriot, prepper, freedom-loving company who has a product that would interest our listeners and would be proud to partner with us. To reserve your ad space, contact Shelby Gallagher at shelbygallagher321@gmail.com. That's shelbygallagher321@gmail.com. Hey everyone, are you a prepper who knows you need to have handheld radios for when you know what hits the fan, but you don't know anything about them? You don't want to learn complicated geek stuff or learn Morse code or all of that other useless information on a ham radio license test? You don't need another hobby and you don't need to buy things that you ultimately won't use. You just need to know how to use radios and which ones to get. Well, Ham Radio is for you. It's not ham radio, it's PAM radio. Prepper Amateur Radio. PAM. It's all the things preppers need to know to communicate on radios, but none of the stuff you don't need to know. PAM Radio is a series of easy flashcards for your phone or laptop that teach you what kind of radios to buy and how far you can talk on them, with or without a ham radio license in some cases. It's not a prep course for your ham radio test. It's the practical stuff you need to know. Written by Glenn Tate, with input from members of the Special Operations Community, ham radio experts, and ham radio novices like you. These electronic flashcards will bring you up to speed so you can check radios off of your list of preps you need to take care of. PAM Radio is conveniently releasing in January 2019, so you can fulfill that ongoing New Year's resolution about getting up to speed on radios. And we're back with more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Welcome back, everyone. Shelby Gallagher here with my partner in life and in some crimes.
And your husband.
And your husband, exactly. Glenn Tate, the second half of our first episode of Prepping 2.0. And we wanted to give to you kind of an overview of what we're going to be doing and all the topics. We're really excited about our topics. Here's what's funny, and we have a little bit of time, we can tell you this. We come up with topics all the time. We can be driving somewhere. It's like, oh, that's a good top. Put it, and we actually have an app on our phones that is synced that we have this crazy long list. So we will not be wondering what to talk about every week. And we are not going to run out of things to talk about because, first of all, we create a lot of creative energy between the two of us. But we have this crazy long list, and we're going to go over some of them, the ones that we're excited about. So take it away, Glenn.
You bet. And thank you. And this is the list of topics that we have, most of which will be in future shows. We're not promising it, but this is just how we wrote them down in the order we wrote them down.
And let me add this too.
Yes.
If someone has a topic,
oh yeah,
email us and we'll give you all that information at the end. But if you have one like, hey, can you, I have a cool thing that's going on or whatever, we'll see what we can do. No promises, but yeah, keep the topics coming.
You bet. And these are topics, by the way, that Shelby and I have said to ourselves, oh geez, this is something people need to know. This is something we need to know. These are topics that you and I have learned about ourselves. And by the way, sometimes topics will be explored with guests. There are guys out there, I've never been in the military, law enforcement. I know folks who have done amazing, cool military things. For example, they've seen third world countries and they've seen what happens when there's no rule of law and they can describe it. I can't. So some of these topics will be us, and some of these topics will be described through guests. So let's just get into it. Human trafficking in the collapse.
Oh, this is huge.
This is an important
topic. Near and dear to my heart. I talk about this a lot in my books. When there's a collapse, we know this from other countries. We know this, that there will be human trafficking. It will become a method of the bartering system when there's a collapse. And here's the thing that I'm going to add to this a little bit, that I think is going to happen here in the United States, is that because human trafficking already takes place in the United States, not during a collapse, we're not technically in a collapse now, I cannot imagine what it will be like in a collapse. So we're just going to do it bigger, better, and worse.
And the criminal networks, the gangs, and it's not just gangs, folks. I mean, there's some
there's some elites.
Members of Rotary clubs and Kiwanis clubs and all of that that are doing this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, and they're the ones you see get arrested all the time, you know, after there's been a sting. Yeah. That will just become 10 times worse. So we'll talk a lot about that. I'm excited about that.
And we're also going to talk about traditional male and female roles in the collapse. And what we mean by this is the traditional male and female roles we had before the scourge of feminism.
I'm not a feminist. Thank goodness.
I would not marry you.
Exactly. But it's ruined a lot of things for a lot of people and really messed up a lot of people's minds.
And when food is scarce and security is scarce and you need people to do work around the house. Oh, God, you didn't just say that, did you? Yeah, I did. We're going to revert back to male and female roles. By the way, I cover this a lot in the 299 Days book series. There's a lot of storylines about this, and it's an important topic that you need to, as a prepper 2.0,
correct,
think about, and because it's going to have a big impact on everything that's done. Here's another one. I get asked two questions the most often. One is Pow real? And he's the character in the book, the 6-foot-tall Korean gunfighter who sells insurance. Yes, he's real. He's one of my best friends. We went fishing with him last weekend.
That was the best
that was fun.
Weekend ever. We need to do that again. It was so fun.
Fish. So that's the most often asked question I receive. The other one is, and it's the other one's way more important, how do I meet preppers? I'm just floundering out here in fill in the blank, you know, Kansas City, making that up. How do I find other preppers? Well, up until about last week, I didn't know of an answer. And now there's an answer. And there's going to be somebody, it's going to be a guest. We're going to get some details taken care of. There's now a proven way to find preppers in your area.
And what's interesting about that, preppers are private people. We don't want the world to know what we have stored away and what we keep. And I get that. So, but that also makes it hard to build community with those people that you need to build community with.
Exactly. By the way, us getting information out about how listeners to this podcast can meet fellow preppers in their area will save lives. Period.
Yes.
Will save lives.
Yes.
And that, I just got goosebumps. And those of you who've met me and talked to me, you've seen it on my arm. I get these goosebumps all the time when I think about the role that Shelby and I have and how we can help people. Here's another topic, ammo. How much to have, store it. Yeah, correct.
You can't have enough.
And how to buy it. And there's some stuff. I learned all this on my own. And so I went from buying, you know, 50-round boxes to now buying it in other quantities and storing it. A topic everyone loves, ARs versus AKs. Great example, Shelby, of what you were saying earlier about prices coming down and upgrades in technology. There's some AR-15s out there for $600-$700 that are really good guns, and that didn't exist a while ago.
10 years ago, it was double the price, and I bought one of those back then.
Exactly.
Yay me.
Well, we all did. And here's another topic. It's going to be great. We're going to hear from a private military contractor who's been all over the world, and I alluded to this earlier, and he can describe what life is like without a rule of law, and it's going to open your eyes because, you know, one of the things I think that if you're a prepper 2.0, you understand that the collapse is not going to be a picnic and is not going to be fun and is going to be full of bad stuff. Now, that being said, there are some positives that come out of it. The main positive being that you, the listener, and your family are going to live through this when others won't. So, but you're going to learn from real world experience from guys who say, hey, guess what happens when there's no water in faucets? Here's a great topic. What you can learn from prepper fiction. Is this some way for us to tell people to buy our books? Nope. Oh, that's a good point, by the way, about why this podcast is unique. There are a lot of great prepping books out there. You ought to read them all. Don't limit yourself to ours. Read them all. And so, but here's a cool thing. We know that intelligence agencies, the CIA in particular, they actually ask authors, sci-fi authors and prepper authors, not you or me, by the way,
although we'll take their call.
We'll take the call, but I'm not really thrilled about working for those guys.
No, not really.
And so they ask authors to describe what they think the future will be like, because there's something about the mind of authors, prepper authors in particular. We just can see things a little bit farther out. But you can learn a ton from prepper fiction. And many of you have, if you've read.
I was just going to say, I have so many people say, first of all, they love prepper fiction because they like fiction. There's nothing like a good story, but preppers who read prepping fiction, they do it so that they can get those good ideas. Yes. So that's kind of one of those, that another reason for Prepping 2.0 now is because our books are done. You know, we can't dispel any more information than what's in them, but we can continue the legacy through this program, which is great.
Exactly. Here's an important topic that no one seems to want to talk about, but we'll tackle it. The role of race in the collapse. Will it be a big deal? Will it be a little deal? Or will it depend? I'm going to say it's going to depend. And so that'll be interesting. Oh, quick note. Everybody knows this. If you've read my books or Shelby's books, you know, we don't get into the racial stuff. We don't get into the conspiracy theory stuff. We don't do any of that. Many of the characters in my book, because it's real live and true, you know, are not white dudes, and that's okay. So anyway, there you go. But the role of race, and there's a lot to this, and it's something you need to think about, because your enemies are going to be exploiting race, and you need to know that that's going to happen, and you need to have a countermeasure to it. And a huge topic, this will be multiple shows, because it's so important, and there's so much happening right now, and that's the Second American Civil War, CW2. Now, this isn't, you know, people in blue uniforms and gray uniforms. It's not that old Civil War. It's not like that.
It's
Civil War II, and it's not necessarily, it probably will not be some big, huge set of battles. I'm getting a little bit into the topic, but the important thing is when you, the listener, hear the term Civil War II, you're probably thinking, yeah, right. I mean, come on, really? We're not talking about those old kinds of things. We're talking about organized political violence, which we see every day. Knock, knock, knock. Is Tucker Carlson home? Yeah, we see that. That was yesterday, by the way. And so, and how things fall apart and regions and how they go at it. So
the uptick in political violence. The words political violence, that term, was not even a term 6 months ago.
Exactly.
So there's been this uptick. And so, yeah. So I would also say watch for some of the things we do on social media. Glenn's been really good about this, starting a hashtag, CW2 is coming. And yeah, there's a lot to this whole topic. There'll be multiple shows and it will evolve.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what is Civil War II, organized political violence, like I just said, which, by the way, in the Special Forces field manuals on insurrection and instability, organized political violence is defined as one of the beginnings of a civil war.
It is
low
intensity
civil war, and so we're there. How to know if it's coming, what it will look like, that's the key thing, what it will look like. There will probably be a couple episodes on that.
And we have some good guests for that, too.
We have some good guests. It's not what you think, and it could be your neighbor who you don't even think is involved in politics because it won't exactly be political. Oh, I'm getting into it. What it will look like, and here's something: who will win? Because that kind of matters. Because
I have a side I want to win, and this is not a football game on Monday night, right?
Exactly.
Oh gosh!
If our side is guaranteed to lose, then quit prepping and go
move to Canada, man.
Start eating chicken wings and watching football all the time, and don't even worry about it. And obviously, that's not the case. Secession movements.
Yes.
There's some
we have some good guests for that too.
Yeah, very interesting stuff going on, and they're real live things. By the way, secession is, well, splitting up a state might be another way of looking at it, or actually seceding. It's a real thing.
And there have been some very strident efforts in that area in California, Washington, and sometimes when they're up for it, Oregonians.
Yes, and it's a real thing, and I think we're going to see more of it, and you'll be ahead of the curve, listeners. When somebody says, wow, I heard Washington State is trying to split into two halves, and you'll be able to say, yeah, and here's why. So it'll be cool. Here's a key topic, and this relates to Civil War. Will the military and law enforcement defend the Constitution? That is a key thing. And that's
not a yes or no question.
And it's going to depend on region, and it's going to come down to personalities. Quick preview into this. I have been blessed to hang out with a bunch of amazing military and law enforcement people, and I listen to what they have to say. And so I have no experience in this, but I'm going to tell you what guys who know what they're talking about tell me. And hint, hint, it's good news. That's some good news on that topic. Is door-to-door gun confiscation realistic? You know what, you know, my thought on that is, no, it's not. Will it be tried? Yeah, probably. Water preps. Here's some of the really practical stuff. We're going to talk for an hour in a future episode about preparing and storing water, because I see so many preppers that have all this awesome salty food and nothing to drink.
And all these foods that need water to prepare.
Funny you should bring that up. Alternative energy is going to be a topic. Solar stuff. And by the way, we're not going to come across as like, well, so you take your first $10,000 in your budget for alternative energy. Oh, you all have $10,000 in your budget for alternative energy, right? And that's not going to be it. There's going to be easy stuff that we have learned.
And again, the technology has gone through the roof on such things. So that just bodes well for us.
Yeah, especially solar. Yeah. Here's a topic. Prepper side businesses to earn money for preps.
Yes.
This is cool, because if you're listening to this saying, geez, how do I swing all this stuff? How do I buy this stuff? You know, all that other stuff. There are some side businesses that you may not have thought of that are really well linked to the prepper mindset that you might consider. And by the way, we're not like selling franchises, nothing weird. We're going to make suggestions and you go off on your own and do what makes sense
is a good fit for you. That, I will say this too, if I can jump in here.
Yes.
Every prepper is different. Every family's different. Every situation's different. We've met and learned from a lot of people out there that are from very different situations. And so just think about it. When we talk about these things, customize it to your life.
Exactly. We will never be extremely detailed because we can't be.
Nope.
We have day jobs. We have a family. We prep. And we occasionally go fishing with Pow. We like to have a little fun too. And so we're not going to be your concierge. We can't be. And I'm not being sarcastic or mean. We can't tell you everything you need to know. But you know what? Here's the good news, listener. You're a prepper. You're self-reliant. You'll get some topics. We'll point you in some directions. You'll go figure it out on your own, and then it'll stick with you. Here's a topic that we're going to have to think about whether we do, and that's divorce. We don't talk about religion really on this show. Shelby and I are Christians, very proudly so, and we'll never back down from that. But we got divorced and we're Christians, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. And so that might be there. And this is all from the prepping standpoint. This isn't just sort of divorce in general and Christianity in general. It's like, if you're a prepper and you think a divorce might be needed, what are some of the ramifications of that? Okay, soy boys versus ATMs. What? What does that even mean?
Thank you to John Jeffers from Contra Radio for that term.
That's
soy
right.
Boys.
Soy
man boy. Bunned soy boys at Starbucks getting their...
Millennials getting their soy whip this. And so we all sit there, a lot of us, especially men, prepping men, we say, oh, those millennials, they're a bunch of little goofballs and, you know, it's going to be easy if there's a civil war or some kind of breakdown or something. Oh, those guys, we're going to take them because we have all the guns. By the way, there's some truth to that. But here's the thing. How will the left use what they have, the tools that they have, like control of the financial system, by the way, like ATMs, how will they use that to try to win? And by the way, I think that conservatives like Shelby and I, maybe one day our ATM cards don't work.
Oh yeah,
and that would be, and the technology's there to do it. So that, but that's an example of the bigger topic of how the left can use some of the tools they have to inflict some harm on us that you may not see coming. That would be a good topic.
Yes, it would, and it'll be the soy boys sitting behind their keyboards, in this Eiffel Towers of commerce in Silicon Valley doing that. That's how soy boys will.
Yeah.
Will affect us.
Will mess you up. Some about national debt and government spending. Not going to be a very political show. Again, this all relates to prepping 2.0.
Yes.
It's like why national debt and government spending affects you as an intermediate level prepper. And that'll be the thing we're going to always weave into everything we talk about. And let's see, what's the world's reserve currency and why does it matter? Again, why does it matter to prepping? Oh, this is going to be a really great episode. Are computer geeks useless in a collapse? And again, a lot of guys, gun guys are like, yeah, software developers.
Talk to the comms guys. They're computer geeks and they're very helpful.
Well, we were just talking about, you know, preventing access to financial systems. Computer geeks, Patriot computer geeks are going to play a pretty key role.
Yes, they are.
We've got a guest panel of three computer geeks who are going to come on. And that's going to be cool. Ooh, this is a big one. This is a big one with us. We have Walmart preppers versus Whole Food preppers. And what we mean by that is there are a lot of people like Shelby and me who will go and get food that's inexpensive and easy to store at, say, Walmart, but may not be 1,000% nutritious. And so we're kind of the regular people. And then there's this elitism I see creeping up that, oh no, you need to have like kale and you need to do this and you need to have no preservatives and this the whole food sort of thing. And if you don't have a Whole Foods around you, it's an extremely expensive grocery store, whole paycheck.
I call it whole paycheck because exactly. It takes your whole paycheck to go shopping there once.
So it's going to be a show about regular people prepping versus elites prepping.
Well, and I know that somewhere on the list that'll also lead into, we'll do a show and I'll bring up good ideas on if I see good coupon deals out there, you know. So it may not be 100% for available for everyone because this is regional, but you know what, there's good deals out there. And with the holidays coming and some Black Friday deals and online deals right now, great way to get some tools and some things for prep. So yeah, I'll help you do that.
Exactly, because that's the other thing. Practical stuff here, guys. We're never going to say, you know, go spend a ton of money. By the way, can I just say this at the outset? Please do not go into debt to prep.
No.
Please do not break.
That's counter to what we're trying to do here.
Please do not break laws, specifically gun laws, prepping. So don't go into debt and don't break laws because you don't need to. There's a ton of stuff you can do without doing that stuff. This is going to be an awesome one. Normalcy bias and numbing.
That's one of our ones we're going to do here real soon.
Yep.
We're working on that real soon. Yeah.
And normalcy bias is assuming everything will be like it was yesterday. And then numbing down is where we're just all used to, oh yeah, Antifa killed a bunch of people yesterday. Ho hum. So we're going to talk about that.
Oh my gosh. That's another one coming up soon too.
Yeah. Because this gets to the important topic of, are you looking at current events correctly with clear vision, basically, and seeing if you're either underestimating the threat or overestimating the threat. And that's important. Projecting by the left, you know, Hillary Clinton will say, we're not going to be civil. And when we win, you know, we'll do this and that. And Michelle Obama, we're going to, you know, get even with people that crossed us and all this other stuff. Well they say the right does that. And it's really them who are doing it.
Everything the left does, they project. They say that the right does, they actually do. And that's one of those indicators.
Yes.
That's an indicator that out there that, that if you talk to someone who's been in the military and, oh my gosh, it gets really creepy when you start talking to those guys about indicators of coming civil war. We're there, folks. Yeah.
Exactly. Bug out locations. What a fantastic topic. That is something that is really, really important. And at least it'll get you thinking about it. At least get you thinking about it. Here's something, and this is going to sound detailed and political, but it's actually not, gerrymandering. I have quite a bit of experience in my past legal and political life with the topic of gerrymandering, which is you basically come up with voting districts that, you know, are guaranteed for Democrats to win. Or, I mean, in some states.
And I think that'll be very applicable to the restoration.
Exactly. It also explains, by the way, why Democrats in the midterm elections in 2018 could win a bunch of House seats, but they seem to lose in the Senate. You know why? Because a state can't be gerrymandered. The boundaries of your state are set. And that's why Republicans...
The House seats are so gerrymandered right now, and they have been for years, but it's becoming more pronounced. And it's a lesson to be learned for the restoration. And so when you see a politician or somebody kind of use that as a bargaining tool and, oh yeah, I agreed to this gerrymandering thing so that we could get this. I'm like, no longer a bargaining chip. You need to hold your elected officials accountable to that. Cause that's the battle right there.
Yep. MREs. There's a lot to know about MREs. There are a lot of myths out there. And there's some really
good... We get asked about that a lot. How long do they last? Forever.
Last year, I gave you a tortilla out of an MRE that was 10 years old, and it tasted fine.
It tasted like you just bought it.
Yeah.
It was fresh. It was moist. It was... Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of MREs. Threats and things that could kick off the collapse. That might be one of the largest topics ever. What to look for? What are some things? What are some
scenarios? Of us thought it might have been the Kavanaugh hearings, but apparently not. Wow.
Right. And, you know, pandemics and
EMPs,
you know, EMPs and
natural disasters.
Civil wars, natural disasters, all, you know, all those kinds of things. Okay, here's a topic that you didn't think there was an hour's worth of stuff to learn about, but you're going to find out you were wrong. Toilet paper. Yes, toilet paper.
I get excited about this because it's a great example of prepping 1.0 versus 2.0. You did a blog post years ago on your website about how to vacuum seal tons and tons of toilet paper and shrink it down because it is such a space taker upper.
Yep.
You can buy pellet.
Yes.
Toilet paper. The technology has taken a leap.
You just add a drop of water.
Add a drop of water. It doesn't seem like you should be able to do that. Put water on toilet paper and it expands and becomes
a little towel.
That's just amazing.
Another example of technology.
And it's not expensive.
It's not expensive.
We'll talk about that.
Another topic, Christianity and prepping. Some Christians say, oh, God will just take care of everything. Well, we're going to talk about that. And for that, we have a great guest, Forrest Gavin, who really knows his stuff on this. He's written a book about it. He's a really cool guy. Another topic you need to think about as a prepper 2.0, accountability for crimes after the collapse.
Yes, part of the restoration.
Part of the restoration. There
More
will
crimes.
Be, and look at Bosnia, for example, there will be a restoration of order of some kind. And if you just go on some kind of crime spree, especially murder, you got to think about that. Rape, huge problem. You got to think about that now. And you need to know, if you're not going to go on a crime spree, and I hope our listeners don't, right? I think our listeners are not those kind of people. You need to understand that the other people going and doing those bad things, there's going to be some accountability, and it affects.
And in your mind, you need to have an idea what that accountability is and have the stomach to enact it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Very good point. Feminine products. What? Yeah. Huge issue.
Huge issue during a collapse.
Huge issue during a collapse. If you, as a prepper, have those items, you're going to be in a much better position for those in your household and amazing barter. Let's see, regional differences for prepping, and this is going to be fascinating. We're going to have I know people all over the country who are cool and who are preppers and can describe the different things in their regions. I have a New York City guy, a guy from Maine, a guy from Arizona.
We have lots of Florida fans.
Yeah, Florida and a lot of southeastern southerners, and that'll be cool. And one of my good friends was a National Guardsman during Hurricane Sandy in New York and New Jersey. And he's going to come on and tell stories about just how unprepared everybody is, especially in that area. Let's be honest. That's probably worse than other areas. And how they flipped out and they went nuts and they were demanding stuff. I cannot stop listening to this guy. And by the way, he's got the most amazing New York accent ever.
Oh,
and
good.
It's fun to listen to the guy.
Well, and also there are parts of New Jersey that you can walk through right now. There's not very many. And it looks just like it did. I mean, and you can say the same for Hurricane Katrina. There are parts where those hurricanes hit that still look collapsed and they have not restored.
Exactly. And this guy from New York, he's a retired NYPD detective, and he's going to tell you about dirt bags. He's going to say, here's dirt bags. Here are manipulative, criminal, sociopaths, and here's what they do, and here's how they do stuff. Because most people listening to this have never dealt with these kind of people, because you're a good person.
And they're vicious.
And they're vicious, and they're gonna eat you for lunch, maybe literally, when stuff goes bad. So you need to understand dirt bags.
And I will put that out on my social media. Whenever one of these things happen, within 12 hours or so, the looting begins. This is what a collapse looks like, so that we know what it looks like. And I just looked at the time. So we've got a few more minutes here to talk about topics, and then we're going to let all y'all know how you can reach us.
Exactly. We're going to talk about intel.
Yes.
Why monitoring, you know, if that motorcycle gang down the road is coming your direction is important.
Oh, that's... And not only that, another good example. I'm going to just keep saying it, 1.0 versus 2.0. The ability to get alerts, the ability to communicate there's apps, there's technology, there's so many good, cheap things now that to do that. So you know when the gang is coming down the road.
Here's a topic that we're going to talk about in a family-friendly way, sex during the collapse. There are all kinds of things that you don't think about now that you need to think about. And that is an important topic because it's a fact of life, and you should know.
And, and just so you know, for family friendliness, we'll keep it. It's clean. It's not going to be detailed, but it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
One of the things that we're going to talk about, neither Shelby nor I are members of the LDS Church. We have friends who are. We're going to talk about Mormons and the LDS Church and the collapse. There are a lot of myths about them. There's some negative thoughts about them. I think there's some overly
positive thoughts, though, too.
Yeah, and we're just going to lay it out, and that'll be cool. The medically fragile, that's going to be
amazing. That's going to be powerful.
Because, yeah, a lot of people on meds and everything else, I mean, you just have to really, really think about that. And you're going to have to start thinking about that a lot of medically fragile people, maybe even some of the listeners, I hate to even say that, probably not going to make it. So you need to factor that in.
Yeah. And you need to, and again, it's something that it's the reality that you're gonna have to face. And you talk about this in your books, 299 Days, how in those first initial weeks, people that were on some sort of life support, sort of something, unfortunately don't make it.
And the mental health meds,
what
is it, a sixth of American adults, I think that's right, something like that, are on, you know, antidepressants and other things. And some of them are mild and some of them are pretty strong, and that's going to be a problem. Yeah. 22s. I love 22 long rifle, and it has so many uses. There's so many prepping applications for that. We're also going to talk about pandemic. That is one of the threats, one of the causes, one of the catalysts, yes, of collapse that I don't think gets enough attention. So we're going to do a show on pandemic.
And I think it's, again, pull it out of the headlines. Just in the headlines recently is how typhus is spreading amongst the homeless community in LA County, Los Angeles County.
Exactly.
These are not just made up things. We're seeing the hints of those now, the indicators.
And that, believe it or not, listeners, was half of the topics that we have on our list. Only half. We're going to cut it off here because, Shelby, why don't you let people know how they can listen to this?
There's a lot of different ways, and not going to lie, this is so new that not all of these have been set up. First of all, we have we each have our own websites specifically for our book series. Yours is 299days.com. We will post our podcast and our show links onto there. My website is agreatstate.com. From there, you can launch off and find us on social media. There's also, thank you to our host station, KYAH, out of Utah. Look them up. We will be on there. We have many of our listeners listening to us right now from 1 to 2 every Saturday afternoon. There's iTunes. There's our YouTube channel, Prepping 2.0. And what am I missing here, Glenn?
Well, it's not a way to listen to us, but it kind of is. And that is, and we're going to round out the show with this. We have about a minute left. Patreon.
This is awesome.
Patreon is a way of supporting us because we have production costs. We have a real live radio producer who's like a real live professional guy who gets paid real live professional dude wages to do this show.
He might disagree with that, but
because we wanted to have a really good quality show for you. And so Patreon is, you can pledge $2 a month or $5 a month or more. You can donate now, hit the button. And the cool thing is the after show we're going to have, it's not here today, we're going to have an after show after our 1 hour show that Patreon listeners, it'll be exclusive to them. They can listen. They can do a bunch of things. I don't have enough time to mention it. They can suggest topics. They can do all kinds of things. They're going to get, you know, exclusive, cool stuff.
It's going to be unfiltered.
It's going to be unfiltered. Yes, it is. So we won't be on radio.
FCC won't be able to monitor that one.
That's right. So there you have it. Well, Shelby, this has been an amazing first episode about what this podcast is all about. We're running out of time, but we have hours and hours of other stuff to talk about. And listener, please, please, we want you to subscribe to this and download this for years and years. We're doing a lot of work. We're spending a lot of money to make an amazingly good show, and we want you to have that. And we want you to be part of this with us. And we want you to listen, and we want you to learn, and we want you to be entertained.
Yes. So join us next week right here on Prepping 2.0.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Prepping 2.0 with authors Shelby Gallagher and Glenn Tate. Find out more about Glenn's books online at 299days.com and about Shelby's books online at agreatstate.com. Until next time, be smart, be safe, and be prepared. All right, preppers, we'd like to take this moment and recognize some of our great sponsors. Let's see, looks like this segment is available. Yep, this space is available for you. It's reserved for a patriot, prepper, freedom-loving company who has a product that would interest our listeners and would be proud to partner with us. To reserve your ad space, contact Shelby Gallagher at shelbygallagher321@gmail.com. That's shelbygallagher321@gmail.com.